It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, based at Fairy House Racecourse near Ratoath in County Meath. It's been running for over 30 years, which is kind of testament to how good a market it actually is. There's an outdoor section, there's an indoor section, there's a car boot section, and every week it is thronged with thousands of people looking for a bargain, but invariably leaving with something tucked under their arm. You won't leave with nothing, basically, because there is everything and anything you can want. Sportswear, workwear, kitchenware, fishing tackle, toys and gifts. And as I said on several occasions, you can make a visit to Fairy House a family day out, because there's excellent toilet facilities, there's a playground for the little ones, there's hot food, tea and coffee, and much more besides. Now, recently, I went to Fairy House Market and talked to a number of the stall holders, including Tony, who's working every week in Fairy House Sunday Market by accident.
I do the fine food bar. Came here 2 years ago just to bring lads out here. I didn't actually even want to work here, just bringing them out because I had a van. And then I just got hooked on it. Keeps you off the drink on a Saturday night. You're up at 5 a.m. But now there's cold days. The winters are going to be cold. But once you get into it, there is a bit of crack out here.
Fairy House Sunday Market has been the sponsor of the Opinions Matter podcast for the last number of weeks, and we can't recommend it highly enough. Get along most Sundays throughout the year from mid-morning to mid-afternoon. Fairy House Sunday Market at Fairy House Racecourse. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Mr. Dixon, I'm going to turn to you to tell me what happened last night.
Okay, if you want to look at the photographs, they're shocking photographs. They are on our Facebook page now, which is facebook.com/AdrianKay and Jeremy D. This is a very serious issue. It's a very serious issue. It's a very worrying issue as well. I'm really, really annoyed about it. I'm really, really annoyed that society has got to that stage that something like this would happen. So at approximately 11:30 last night, I was driving up a well-lit road along a Lewis track. And I was actually talking to you on the phone at the time.
You were.
If that is correct.
That's right, yep.
And what did I say to you on the phone? I have to go.
I have to go.
Hung up.
I thought you were just being rude and hanging up on me. No. But anyway, yeah, go on.
Hung up the phone on Adrian because across the other side of the road, I spotted a person lying on the side of the road, flat out on the path, lying there. Now, the worrying thing about this is, by the time I got a chance to stop the car and turn the car around and come back to this woman, I would say about 15 and 20 cars passed this woman by and didn't stop to help her. So I pulled up and stopped the car and realised that it was a woman who had collapsed. This is 11:30 at night. A woman dressed in black had collapsed on the ground. She was holding her head. I think there was blood, a little bit of blood coming out of her head. And she was clearly disorientated. She was in pain, and she was lying on the ground with nobody there to help her, right beside the Lewis tracks. So myself and my wife, who was in the car with me at the time, and if you think I'm making this story up, you can check out the photographs, because I took the photographs straight away. When anything like this...
I have to ask, firstly, why did you take photographs?
When anything like this happens, I always take photographs, because if claims are made, if someone tries to claim that something else happened, I have photographic evidence.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Now, the photographs of this...
So I didn't take photographs because I wanted to talk about this on the radio, because I wasn't even thinking that far ahead at the time. My first reaction, as my wife was trying to assist the woman, was, I better take photographs in case something legal comes up or you have to explain it to an ambulance or whatever the case may be. So I took a couple of quick photographs, blurred her face, so don't worry about that. Anyway, myself and my wife spoke to her at the side of the road, and we quickly realised that the woman had collapsed, hit her head, and was inebriated. She was drunk. She said, I have a few drinks taken, is what she said. So it took us about 10 minutes to get her into the front seat of my car. And it took us another 20 minutes to work out where she lived and to try and get her home. She lived about, I'd say, about a 20-minute walk from where she collapsed and hit her head. I asked her, did she want an ambulance? Did she need an ambulance? She was adamant that we weren't to call the ambulance or the guards, so I respected that. And I brought her home to her house, where her housemate, or whoever it is, answered the door and thanked us for looking after the woman. My issue here is, and I'm sickened, absolutely sickened by this, is that every single person that drove by didn't stop.
Except you.
Except me.
Okay. Now, two things. Firstly, well done for stopping. Okay? Fair play to you for stopping. I think that was a very nice thing of you to do. I do think it's disgusting that nobody else stopped. Whereabouts was this?
Can I say where it is?
Yeah.
Okay, near Ballyogan.
Near Ballyogan, okay. 11:30 last night. Now, so like I said, well done for stopping. You see this woman flat out on the ground. She's in a heap. Everyone is just driving past and driving past. And you stopped, okay? So, pull the bus, well done, you stopped. I think you are clinically insane, though, to have brought her home. Okay, I think you should have called the Gardaí, although she said not to call the Gardaí. I wonder the why.
Okay, first of all,
but the Gardaí wouldn't have done anything. Okay,
they wouldn't have done anything. She would have been. She was, and this is what really, really annoys me and frustrates me so much as well, is that I held her hand and her hand was freezing cold. She hadn't, and it wasn't really a cold night last night, so she hadn't been sitting there, you know, 40 seconds. She had been lying on the side of the road. I'm guessing 15, 20 minutes. How many cars passed her at the time
and did absolutely... Like I said...
How can you drive past somebody?
Well done for stopping.
I didn't do it for praise, and that's not why I'm talking about this on the show at the moment.
Okay, I understand why you're talking
about it. I'm not looking for praise.
But I think you were insane to bring the woman home. Because tell us... Well, no, the reason I think you were insane is because there could have been something very seriously medically wrong with her. She would have been better placed in an ambulance.
As in mental health
issues? No, she could have been very sick. She could have collapsed because she had a stroke. You didn't know what it was. Okay?
We
should have called an ambulance. And she should have been taken off in an ambulance.
We determined, well, my wife did, from speaking to her for a few minutes, we determined that she wasn't in any way, she hadn't got, you know, serious injuries. She just collapsed because she was drunk.
Okay. So you put her into your car and tell us what she did in your car.
No, I don't want to say that. That's irrelevant to the story.
It's not irrelevant. It's absolutely not.
It's completely irrelevant to the story at the moment what she did in the car.
Well, it's not really. It comes back to the point that I'm trying to make. You should have called an ambulance and not taking it upon yourself to be some sort of a superhero bringing her home.
No, I'm sorry, Adrian, but I actually don't want to say what happened in the car, and I only told you that because as you know, I rang you straight after
I'm going to tell you what happened.
As it stands, I don't want you to say what happened because I think it's irrelevant to the story, so please respect.
It's actually not. So there he is, he's driving along, him and his missus, woman flat out on the ground in Ballyogan, 11:30 last night. He ends up pulling her into the car and bringing her home. Now, I admire you for stopping. I think that was a nice thing for you to do. God only knows what might have happened, but yeah, okay, so you took her home.
No, God knows what would have happened had she been left on the side of the road. And I'm sorry, any car that drove by this woman last night, shame on you.
Okay, I want to hear from somebody. I want to hear from you if you're the sort of person that would just drive past
somebody.
That's
everybody, by the way. That's everybody bar me.
But also, I believe that you should have called an ambulance and not tried to bring her home, okay? And after the break, I am going to tell our listeners what this woman actually did in your car.
Well, you know, because it's what happened to my situation, and I don't think it's relevant. And that detail of the story won't change what happened.
It absolutely is. We're back in a second. You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week. We're talking about Jeremy being a hero.
No, not a hero. Don't be making light of it. No, what we are talking about is we're talking about the shame of people who drove by a woman in distress last night and did absolutely nothing.
Okay, and I get that, and I agree with you on that point, okay? However, Jeremy then, himself and his wife, decide to put this very drunk woman into the car and bring her home. Why you didn't call an ambulance, I'll never know.
We didn't call an ambulance because she said herself she didn't need medical assistance. She just wanted to be...
Took it upon yourself then to make that decision and bring her home, okay?
I did a good action, but I'm being slammed for it.
And just to show how it backfired on you, what did she do in your car on the way home?
Let's go to the call.
She pissed all over his front seat, okay? That's what she did. She weed all over his front seat in the car.
I asked you not to say that on the radio.
I've just said it, so move on. She weed all over the front seat of your car. What time were you up till last night? 1 o'clock in the morning cleaning the seats of your car because you couldn't have been arsed to call an ambulance. You should have called the ambulance. You should have let the ambulance deal with her. Wasn't your responsibility to bring her home. People have to take responsibility for their own actions. If she was flat down dead on the street because she was so pissed, that's her problem, not yours.
A couple of things here.
All you had to do was call the ambulance.
A couple of things here. At the time, we didn't know it was alcohol related. Okay,
yeah, that's when you stopped. I'm fine. Yeah, that's grand.
And there was no way my conscience would have allowed me to leave the woman there.
Bro, I'm not asking you. I'm asking you to sit there waiting until an ambulance comes.
That could have been your mother.
That woman could have had an epileptic fit and hit the deck.
That could have been your mother. That's all I'm saying.
No, I admire you for stopping. I've already said that. But this bringing her home, Lark, is insanity. Absolute insanity. You should have called. The responsible thing for you to do was to call the ambulance and let the ambulance service deal with her. Let the paramedics who are trained to deal with people like that deal with her, rather than being some Florence Nightingale bringing her home yourself.
How dare you? What happened
in the car just proves my point. She pissed on the front seat of your car.
Yeah, she did. She urinated all over the front seat of my car.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that because it was irrelevant to
the
story.
It's not irrelevant to the story. Yeah. You should have let the ambulance service deal with her. That's what they're there for. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you, Adrian? How are you doing?
Good, John.
Adrian, I've got to be honest. I wouldn't have stopped. Right?
Yeah, why?
I wouldn't have entertained the notion of stopping. Because the reality is, Adrian, you don't know what you're stopping for. There could have been someone out of view. The whole thing could have been a setup. There are any number of very, very good reasons not to stop in a situation like that. Chivalry is, you know, chivalry is all well and good, but the reality is it's very dangerous out there now. Do you know what I mean?
John, for cutting across. I didn't think that far ahead, to be honest with you.
Sorry for interrupting you. The thing about it is, Jeremy, I think you should have thought that far ahead, and I think you should think that far ahead, because I think the way things are today, and the fact that it is, well, you know, it is quite dodgy out there. Do you know what I mean? I mean, anything from, you know, a guy walking through Temple Bar at maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and seeing a girl and a fella, you know, having a set to.
This is different.
You know, thinks he's being a knight in shining armour, and next thing he gets a high heel across the back of the head. I know that doesn't sound relevant to what we're talking about, but it is.
No, this is different. This wasn't a couple fighting or anything like that.
I know it wasn't, but
this was a woman lying on the footpath.
But the same principle applies when you see a situation like that. You know, all is not necessarily what it seems.
Okay, I want to put a scenario to you, Jeremy. Right, you stopped. Fine, well done. You're brilliant. Okay, what if it had been a setup? And there's you giving this woman a lift home, a woman who had so little respect for you and was so out of it that she peed in your car.
We'd be having a completely different conversation.
And she whipped a syringe out on you. She whipped a syringe out on you. Or, God forbid, whipped a syringe out on your wife.
Guys, I agree with you both, but what...
So why did you bring her home? That's what I'm asking you.
Because...
That's the bit I'm annoyed about. I think you're foolish to have brought her home.
Because
you're foolish to have stopped.
No,
I don't agree with you on that, John. I think it was a decent thing for him to stop.
John,
but he should have called an ambulance.
John, if that was you at the side of the road, would you not expect someone to stop?
that's the hypocrisy of the whole thing. Of course you would, but my point to you is that given the climate that we're living in, I mean, you pull up and you see something across the way, there is at least a 50% chance that what you're looking at and what you're observing in that moment may not necessarily be how it is. And it could be a setup. If she could be just waiting to get into your car.
Oh, lads, you're both very negative. I have to be honest with you, thinking
don't be so naive to think that setups like this don't happen.
Of course they happen.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree with you, John. But again, I'm not giving out to you for stopping. I think that was a very decent. I'm not.
I'm just looking at the text messages coming in from the trolls. By the way, every single one of you who hasn't got the balls to come on and actually give your point across on air, who think I did the wrong thing to stop, and they were accusing me of all sorts. You are the sick people. You are all the sick people who would drive by a woman who is in distress on the side of the road. You should hang your heads in shame and be ashamed of yourself.
Sorry, because,
because that could be you. That could be your mother. That could be your father.
Okay,
someday.
But I have to say to you, she just proved that she was just a pisshead who didn't give a damn about you or anybody else because she got into your car and she weed in your car. Okay, that's how little respect she had for you.
I understand that, and I didn't know she was going to do that at the time.
You shouldn't have brought her home. I don't know what point you were trying to. I don't know what point you were trying to prove by bringing her home. Now, Amy, you were in a similar situation.
Yeah, I was in Whelan's in town last night, and we got out at 2:30, and there was this fella with no top on. Lying in the middle of the road on Wexford Street, so it's a busy road. He couldn't talk. He was so out of his face. I tried to like get his name off him. I think he said his name was Owen, but he was talking, and I could hear his like teeth breaking while he was talking because he was like, "I'm going to have to take too many pills." And I stayed with him for about an hour and a half to try and find where he lived. He couldn't talk, so I couldn't find out where he lived. Eventually had to ring the guards and stayed with him until the guards came. And the guards came and I brought him over to them and everything. And they said, "Right, you go home now, he's safe with us." And I got in a taxi, and when I was in the taxi, I seen him walking back up the road with no top on. The guards were just after letting him go. And I was sobbing my heart out.
That's awful.
And this was this someone that OD'd on pills, wasn't it?
No, he was out with his friends and he lost his friends. He lost his phone, his wallet. He lost his
Okay, but a very similar sort of circumstance. Do me a favour, Amy. Stay there for 1 second because I want to find out what happened to the rest of that story. Don't go away.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, we're in the middle of a conversation about something that Jeremy did last night. He pulled in, saw a woman flat out on the ground in a heap, pulled in, saw to her, put her in the car. On the way home, she piddled in his front seat. And
Give the woman, as somebody just said on Facebook, Adrian, give the woman a bit of dignity.
She didn't show any for herself, did she? She showed no respect for you at all, did she?
No, she didn't. She didn't, but I do the exact same thing again. And to those of you who are saying I should have called an ambulance, and I know Adrian had a big bee in his bonnet over the ambulance, here's the thing. Here's how I feel about the whole ambulance issue. I believe our ambulance services are there for people who actually need them. I was not going to waste ambulance time on a woman who didn't need to go to hospital.
How do you know she didn't have an epileptic fit before she hit the ground? Okay? So you made a medical decision that could have been wrong.
I showed a bit of humanity. That's what I showed.
Amy, let me go back to you. So you're with this guy on Wexford Street for an hour and a half. He took too many pills. He's lying flat down on the deck. What happened then?
I rang 999. And I spoke to the operator and she basically said, "Yeah, you need the Gardaí." So I put you through to the Gardaí and I rang the Gardaí and explained what was happening. They said, "Okay, well, you wait with him and we'll come and get him." And I was waiting for about 30 minutes and they came and got him and I pointed them, like I brought him over to them and they said, "Okay, you go home now. You're fine. Now go home." And I got in a taxi to go home after being stressed out in my head because I didn't know what was going to happen to him. He was literally walking out in front of cars and just lying down.
Good God. Lying down
in the middle of Wexford Street. He didn't know his name. He was like touching me, like feeling me up and everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was doing. And my best friend was with me and he's a fella. And I'm a small girl, like I'm 5'2" and I'm 7 stone. Like, and he was a big lad, like he was about 6 foot.
You see, if it gets to the way that Adrian wants it, people are going to be left dying at the side of the road.
I never said that. But Adrian, the first words that I said were,
"But you're probably the
well done, Jeremy, for stopping."
But you wouldn't do it. So you're probably You're probably the type of person, Adrian, that if there's a man lying bleeding on the side of the road, you'd cross over to the other side of the road because you'd want to step over him. That's the type of person.
What more do you want me to say? Well done for stopping.
But you did wrong.
But you did wrong bringing her home. Sorry, yes, Amy, go on, yeah.
No, sorry, No, I was with my friend and after we got rid of this fella, I was getting in a taxi to go home and the guards were after letting him go, just letting him go, leaving him walking the road. And he was after stopping another group of people because he didn't know where he was. And I was going to go back and my friend essentially said, "Look, it's his fault. Like, you don't know what could have happened to
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, I kept telling my friend to go home because I felt bad that I was making him stay. Like, I felt like I was keeping him out and it was 3:30, 4:00. And he was like, Like, he was pushing you and he was feeling you up. Like, I don't know what he could have done to you. Like, how could I have left you? He was pushing girls into shutters and everything."
Yeah, you see, that's slightly different. And had I
sorry,
been...
It's not really that different. No, that this guy showed no respect for her. Yeah? She woman, was trying to help, and this woman showed no respect for you either.
She didn't mean to wee in my seat, Adrian. Had I been on my own, I wouldn't have let this woman into my car. That's the that's the truth. I only did it because there were two of us there. Had I been a man on my own, I would certainly not have let the woman into my car. I would have done it a different way and dealt with it a different way. But because there was two of us there, we were both able to hoist the woman into the car, and there was safety in numbers there.
But there was literally, like, everybody just walked past him. He had no top on and it was freezing out. Eventually some fella stopped and he gave him his body warmer. And people were just walking past him, pretending like he didn't exist. He was out in the middle of the road lying down. People were screaming at him, calling him a tick and cursing at him and everything. Well, he did not know what he was doing. His eyes couldn't even open.
That's
and
disgusting.
I'm not messing. I could hear his teeth crack. Like, that's how out of it he was. But he's a 19-year-old young flit, and he said he was after breaking up with his girlfriend, and he was upset. Do you know what I mean?
I know, we have to help these people. That's the bottom line.
What, for inflicting that on themselves?
Adrian.
But he didn't know what he was doing.
Again, call an ambulance. Call an ambulance. That's what they're there for. And I know you did. I know you called the guards and all, Amy. Was he eventually taken away?
No, they let him go. Like, they let him go. They
well,
just let
shocking,
him walk
yeah.
back up the road. I couldn't deal with it. I sent you a screenshot of the message I tried to post on the Facebook Garda page, but it wouldn't let me post it. And I'm just so disgusted. I genuinely am so disgusted. I can't believe he's young for it. Like, he's so... I just couldn't believe it. Like,
that could be anybody's young fella that happens. And as I said, and I'm not having to go at you, Adrian, that could have been your young fella, Adrian, and you would.
Okay, I have another question to ask you. If that were a man on the street last night, in that exact same situation, with that exact same story that you just told me, would you bring him home?
Yes.
I don't believe you for a second. I absolutely don't believe you for a second.
Myself and my mate did the exact same thing about 2 years ago on a roundabout in Dundrum. There was a man lying in the middle of the roundabout on the grass. We picked him up and brought him home. So I have done it. Adrian, I have humanity. You don't. That's the bottom line. You turned the head the other way.
You're
probably the type of person that if a fellow was beating seven shades of you-know-what out of his missus at the side of the road, you'd cross the road so you wouldn't have to hear her screams. That's the type of person you are. You have no humanity in your body.
Really?
Yes. That's the truth.
Okay, Florence. Gillian, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Gillian.
Adrian, I have to say, I agree with Jeremy. You have no compassion whatsoever in your body. I mean, I would do exactly the same as what Jeremy did.
Look at the thanks he got for it. She pissed on the front seat of his car.
Excuse me, alcoholics, or that woman has obviously problems. She's got a sickness, right? Now, my mother died 5 years ago of alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she wasn't a bitch. She wasn't a drunk. She was a woman with a problem, right? It's a disease. It's not something that people ask for. Now, you've got to be in your bonnet because this woman was actually drunk.
I'll tell you what I've a bee in my bonnet over. I've a bee in my bonnet over the fact that Jeremy and his other half took it upon themselves to be Florence Nightingale rather than actually call the ambulance and have the woman treated.
Well, you know
he
what?
Knew nothing
you
know, about, no, he knew nothing about her medical condition. He knew nothing about why she was on the street. And God forbid it could have been a lot more serious than just being drunk on the street.
Yes, maybe. But he did what he thought he did at the time. You respond in different ways when you're put in a situation on the spot. Now, if somebody had brought my mother home to me after her being lying on the side of the road, I would have been most grateful to that person who shows a bit of compassion. Not everybody has a perfect life. And to be honest with you, Jeremy is the one that doesn't drink. You drink.
Yeah.
And yet he has the compassion to pick a drunk up off the road.
And not only that,
but then he doesn't even want to disclose the fact that woman peed in his car.
Yes. The one bit of dignity that the woman had Adrian decided to broadcast it on the radio.
Can you imagine how that woman
because
feels
I'm trying
today?
To prove the point that this woman was in such a bad state.
You took away that woman's dignity on the radio.
Exactly.
Do you think that woman, when she woke up this morning, even realised she was given a lift home? No.
Well, yes.
No,
you don't know that.
She
My
doesn't.
Mother used to.
If she was in her full
you
senses.
You don't know that. You can't put yourself in that position because you've never been there.
If she was in her full senses, she wouldn't have peed in somebody else's car.
But she was, that is not true.
No,
you
Adrian,
cannot say that because you've never been
hang
in
on,
that
Gillian,
position.
Let me explain this,
somebody
Adrian.
Who's never looked after a person like that, I think you've got a cheek.
And then let me just add that to that, Gillian, what you were saying. Adrian, the woman was in senses enough that she was able to wreck this to her house. So she was You know, she wasn't.
Then she,
you know, God forbid that anybody has a problem in this country. You all are too quick to turn around and say,
okay,
oh, let's
Gillian,
just kick them off the street.
Gillian, my fundamental point is, and I've already said, well done, Jeremy, for stopping your
him and his wife. And the fact that his wife was with him, I presume, would be added to Jeremy, because I'm sure his wife couldn't go to sleep that night saying, oh my God, that poor woman.
Okay,
and the
reality of it is, if you were on your own, what would you have done, Jeremy? Would
if
you have
I was
even,
on
no,
my
no,
own.
I'm not asking you, I'm asking Jeremy.
Okay.
Would you have even stopped?
Yes, I would have stopped, but I wouldn't have taken the woman into the McCarmy.
What
exactly.
would you have done? You'd have called the ambulance.
Probably, yeah.
Which is
his
what
wife wanted to make sure that woman went home safe, and I would be exactly the same.
Well, okay, stay there for 1 second.
Can I just say, Adrian, you lack, and what Gillian is right, Gillian, you're 100% right. Adrian, you lack compassion for anybody that has an alcohol
issue.
You lack compassion.
Jeez, you call me an alcoholic every day of the week, for God's
because
sake.
That, can I just explain something to you? That could be you one night.
It won't be me.
Coming home.
It won't be me.
Oh, there but for the grace of God. It could be you coming home that you have one drink too many and you trip over a path.
It's my own responsibility if that happens. It's my own stupid fault.
So you should be just left on the side of the road to bleed to
death?
It's
my own stupid fault for doing it in the first place.
Where's your humanity?
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. La, la, la. Open every week.
Dermot, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dermot?
How are you doing, lad?
Good, thanks, Dermot. What do you want to say?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, fair play to Jeremy for stopping, but you have to assess every situation differently. I was coming home from Blanchardstown one night, and I was driving a taxi, and I seen this guy coming out from the Buddha Bar. It was years ago now. And he came through the roundabout, waving his hands as a taxi driver. He was waving his hand for me to stop. But I seen blood on his chest. And I didn't stop, I kept driving and looked in the mirror and the guy lay down on the ground, died.
Wow. So you agree with what I'm saying, that Jeremy was right to stop and fair play to him for stopping and all that, but to bring this woman home was insanity.
Insanity.
Yep.
No.
There you go.
Definitely. Because, you know, she could have, as one of your other callers said, she could have easily taken out a syringe of fucking in you. You know,
and the reality of it is, Jeremy, if God forbid your wife got stabbed in the neck with a syringe by this woman last night, you'd be having a completely different conversation.
My wife
today.
Is sitting in the back of the car.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I put my wife.
She stabbed a syringe into your neck. Then,
Jeremy, I didn't think that far ahead. When something like that happens, you have to act on instinct.
No. You've already admitted that if you were on your own, you'd have called the ambulance. So you would have thought that far ahead. Okay, you made a clear decision, which, by the way, this is only in your interest I'm saying this. I think you were insane to take the woman home. And if you had a syringe stuck into your neck last night, and if you spent the whole night in James's Street Hospital getting blood tests done, we would be having a totally different conversation here today.
But thankfully
we're
not.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
I can't. And by the way, and I hate to use this expression because I hate this expression, Adrian, but what you have done on this topic for the last half an hour is victim shame. That's what you've done. You victim shamed.
Meaning what?
You victim shamed.
Meaning what?
You've shamed the victim here, which was that woman. She was a victim.
Yeah.
And you've managed to shame her.
No, I'm also shaming you for being such a fool.
I mean, there's some fool on WhatsApp, but some of the people that listen to this show, claiming that the story is fake.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Steve-O, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grant. Steve-O. What did you want to say?
I was just wondering, I can understand, Adrian, where you're coming from, point of view. People make a lot of scenarios, what happened, nothing ever happened. Now, it's just a quick question. If it was a dog you came across, and I know it's a completely different scenario, but if the dog looked like it hit, like, walked out in front of a car, bad leg, would you call the dog warden or would you take the dog home?
That depends on the dog, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. If the dog started growling at me and snarling at me when I went near him, then I would call the dog.
So if he was a biggish kind of fairish dog, you'd say no way.
Yeah, but if he was placid enough and if he could be taken in, I would take him in, yeah.
Yeah, now we can understand where you're coming from, Adrian, because also, if that lady was sitting in the back of the car, Jeremy's going home, and you never know, she's after falling on her head half an hour before he picked her up. She starts to get blood leaking into the brain. In a way, you'd be held accountable as well.
For being a good Samaritan.
And dropping her home.
Yeah, no,
and her dying
no,
in
yeah.
her bed.
Oh.
Yeah, if she ended up dying in her bed and they'd be asking, how did she get home? Yeah. And then they find out, oh, someone brought her home.
Somebody brought her home rather than call an ambulance.
Sorry, excuse yeah. me.
Dr.
Excuse
Dixon.
Me. When I dropped her to the house, there was a person there, a sober person who answered the door. I explained to her the exact situation and handed it over to her then because that is her friend. I said, this woman, she appears to have hurt her head. I'm leaving it to you now. So I washed my hands of it then. It's not my problem anymore.
I forgot that bit about her possibly hurting her head.
She did hurt her head, yes.
That's even worse.
Oh, I'm not taking this
that
anymore.
That absolutely
not taking,
makes it
I'm
worse that you didn't call the ambulance.
I'm not taking it anymore.
Doctor, so you made a decision, a medical decision, on a woman with a bleeding head, drunk out of her mind, rather than call the ambulance, you put her into your car. She could have had neck injuries. I'm actually being deadly serious
yeah,
here.
Well, I don't want to discuss it anymore.
Unbelievable. No. Billy, you're the last call on this. What
How
do you
are
want
you
to
doing,
say?
Aiden?
Good, Billy.
Now, what Jeremy done was nice. Let's be honest, he is in the minority, but years ago he wouldn't have been in the minority, he would have been in the majority. But you can't do that now. It's too dodgy. So many things can go wrong. You could be accused of rape. You could be accused of robbery. You could be accused of...
Well, in fairness, he did have his wife with him, so he did have a witness.
Yeah,
but
I know. Okay,
that's neither here nor there, yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, if that was me on my own, I would have stopped. I would have definitely stopped, but I would have kept my distance and I would have waited. I would have felt a bit more comfortable with someone else coming along. Definitely would have called an ambulance. But I'll give you a situation years ago, about 15 years ago, when I was working in the bar. I had my manager, he was 40 years there, and there was an elderly lady, she was Jared, and she was a regular there as well. She must have been... He knew her from the last 40 years as well, and... But he left her home, but he asked me to come along. But I came along. I cycled ahead. She only lived up the road, about a mile up the road. So I cycled ahead to the car, and he's behind. He was the manager. He just wanted me there as a witness. Because, it's so dodgy. So many things can go wrong. They can accuse you.
Absolutely. I agree. And like I said, if you had been stabbed with a syringe in the neck last night, you would be on this programme giving out yards, telling people not to stop, because you would have been made a fool of.
You see, that's indicative of the society we live in nowadays, where everybody just turns their head the other way and no one will help anyone. We've actually become, this city has actually become like...
No, you're great for stopping. Well
this
done.
City has become, look, this city has become like New York, where a woman could be raped in the middle of a street and people would cross the road.
76% of people think you were wrong to bring her home. Not to stop, but to bring her home. Adam, finally on this, same thing happened to you a few weeks back.
Yeah, came home from a night out with the missus and a mate. Went outside my house for a cigarette. Taxi pulls up, some young one jumps out and falls on the floor. Didn't have a clue what was going on. Walked over, seeing she was alright. Taxi fella couldn't make hearing it there. No sense out of her. Ended up me missus and me mate brought her into my apartment. Let her sit down for an hour or two, get some water, chill out. Didn't have a clue where she was. I'm living in Donnybrook. She was supposed to go to Donnymead. And she just didn't have a clue what she was at, where she was going. And ended up sobered. She sobered up, called a mate. Her mate came over from the north side, picked her up, and she's grand.
Okay, fair play. Yeah. Could have gone completely pear-shaped on you, Adam.
I don't see how. It's a young one out in the street, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning. She was out like a pancake, you know, flat on the road. So,
God forbid, Adam, you could have been accused of all sorts.
Yeah, it was the fact that I had my missus there and a maid of mine there, and we were in the house, and I actually went as I was picking her up and bringing her into the apartment.
Okay, you wouldn't have done that if you were on your own, would you?
I honestly probably would have. Yeah, I probably would.
Very, very risky. Very risky.
Hang on. I'm a good guy. So I don't know. I'd do it again.
Even on your own.
Yeah, you know...
Because even Jeremy admitted earlier on, had he been in the car on his own last night, he would not have brought the woman home.
I don't think like that. You know, someone needs help and their, you know, taxi driver left her on the floor, on the middle of the road. If someone needs help, they need help. You know, you can go over and assess the situation. She wasn't injured, she was just hammered. Luckily, she wasn't injured. She was injured, I would have called her an ambulance straight away. But she wasn't injured. You could see she was just pissed. Didn't have a clue where she was. She was supposed to go north side, and she directed the taxi to Donnybrook.
To Donnybrook instead of Donnymead. All right, come on. Well done. Adam, I'm not condemning people for doing this. I'm not condemning people for making the effort. And fair play to you for doing it. I just think it can be so dangerous. And I gave you the example a couple of months ago of the young one who hopped into my car up at Christchurch at 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to throw her back out again. because she wanted a lift home. There was no way I was giving her a lift home. Anyway, that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons, and now a new weekend episode of Opinions Matter, which is very different to the rest of the week. So check it out every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We drop an episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. It's very, very different. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.